AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's reaffirmed his refusal to cede territory to Russia. Ed Donahue on how that's going over here in Washington.
President Trump says Ukraine must accept the reality. It is facing a much bigger, stronger foe in Russia.
They have to play ball. If they don't read agreements, potential agreements, you know, it's not easy with Russia because Russia has the upper hand. And they always did. They're much bigger.
The president told Politico, Ukraine must be willing to make concessions, including territory.
I give the people of Ukraine and the military of Ukraine tremendous credit for the, you know, bravery and for the fighting and all of that. But, you know, at some point, size will win generally.
Meantime, in Italy today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reaffirmed his refusal to cede territory, resisting U.S. pressure for compromise with Russia. He emphasized Ukraine's legal and moral stance against giving up land. Both sides continue to exchange attacks with drones. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court's heard arguments over limits on political party spending in federal elections. Conservative justices appear to back a Republican-led drive supported by the Trump administration to overturn a 2001 decision. Economic news: job openings barely budged in October, coming in just below 7.7 million. The Labor Department report also shows layoffs rose and the number of people quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in the labor market, fell in October. Stocks basically held in place as traders wait to hear what the Fed says tomorrow about interest rates. The S&P and the NASDAQ each slipped about a tenth of a percent. The Dow fell 179 points. That's about four-tenths. And a powerful storm's bringing heavy rain to the Pacific Northwest, swelling rivers. KOMO-TV reports fire crews rescued two people trapped by floodwaters. Meanwhile, wintry weather forecast for the upper Midwest. This is AP News. ICE arrests of Afghans are on the rise following the shooting of two National Guard members in the nation's capital. Mike Kempin has details.
The Associated Press has tracked roughly two dozen arrests of Afghan immigrants, mostly in Northern California, since the November 26 shooting. And since then, the U.S. government has introduced sweeping immigration changes, including pausing asylum applications and requiring increased vetting for immigrants from certain countries. The administration also took steps specifically targeted at Afghans, including pausing all their immigration-related applications and visas for Afghans who closely helped the war effort. Those who work with Afghans say the stepped-up enforcement amounts to the collective punishment of a population, many of whom risk their lives to protect U.S. troops. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.